It's a privilege for me to be here again on a Sunday morning with this combined worship service.
实在是我的特权, 今天我能够, 礼拜天早上来跟你们大家一起分享。
This marks a year now that I have been worshiping and working with the young adults.
我在你们中间服侍青少年已经差不多一年了。
The reason I know that is that at this time last year, I was involved in a 40-mile bike ride in New York City. I will never forget that. And then right after that, I started working with the young adults, and I am thankful to them for their fellowship and friendship to me.
从那以后，我就在这里服侍青少年。我是很感谢他们给我这个机会来服侍他们。They've
been very gracious to me in my mistakes.
他们对我非常的好，就算我又犯了错的话，他们也很原谅我。And
I'm getting to know them just a little bit better, and I'm starting maybe to start to look Chinese.
我在他们中间，我觉得我现在好像有点像中国人的样子。A
couple of more years, Pastor, and it'll happen.
也许再过几年，我就会完全像中国人了。And
I have appreciated the friendship and the fellowship with Pastor King and his family. I must tell you, you are most blessed to have a man of this caliber and a family like this. He has been a true blessing to me. I'm sorry.
我是很感谢金牧师跟他的一家人对我的关爱，我也觉得要向你们讲说，你们实在是一个蒙福的人，有这样子一个牧者在你们中间。And
we even did our first wedding together last weekend.
上个主日我们有一个，我们一起参加一个婚礼，在里面吃饭。Let's
pray.
让我们一起祷告。Father,
we thank you that we can come and look in your word today.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，我们今天能够来到你面前来研读你的话语。I
pray, Father, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart
主耶稣，你的话是我, 是我的思想, 是我的祷告,
would be acceptable to you.
能成为你, 被你接受。
I pray for Terry as she translates
我为, Terry祷告, 因为她是翻译,
that together the Holy Spirit would just invade us.
希望圣灵同感我们。
So that we would be used of you. We pray in the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
I suppose as we look at what is most important in a worship service, we all have categories. And I thought today's worship was especially meaningful for me.
敬拜对我来讲非常有意义。
I enjoyed the songs, I enjoyed the ladies as they sang.
我非常享受这样诗歌还有诗班的敬拜。
But some of us go out and we go home and we say, how did you enjoy the worship?
有些人回去的时候，人家问你，你今天敬拜感觉如何？
And some of us will say, I like the songs, the singing the best.
因为有的人会说，我真喜欢今天的诗歌敬拜。
And some of us will say, well, you know, the time where we had fellowship, where we shared who was here, and we ate afterwards, that was very good. I enjoyed that.
有的人对会后的交通，在吃饭时候的交通非常的喜欢。
And most of us who are preachers say, well, I enjoyed the preaching the best.
那有的人对今天的传讲道非常喜欢。
But hardly any of us will ever say, I enjoyed the offering the best. Well, I love the Lord's Supper when we came and we worshiped around the table. That was great. But how many of us would consider the time of giving to be as equally important a part of worship as the Lord's table?
这个敬拜的感受是像那个薄饼一样。
When we give to God in an act of worship, it is as important as our singing.
这要向神的敬拜奉献，就像我们唱歌敬拜一样的重要。
It is as important as our preaching.
就跟我们, 传讲信息一般的重要。
Our teaching.
我们教导的一样的重要。
And yet, from most pulpits, We are very quiet about instructing believers on how to give.
但是很多时候我们的讲台却缺乏教导弟兄姐妹如何来奉献。
And I will tell you this, that I think if you watch any most TV programs, religious programs, you see a distorted view of giving.
但是当你们看那些电视上传播的那个宗教节目的时候，你们会发现他们非常鼓励人的奉献。
It's almost as if they're teaching a form of the religious lottery.
你们可以在那个节目里面会发现，好像他们是在做一个宗教性的乐透一样。
You send us some money, and you will get much more money back.
他好像说，你只要奉献的多，你就会得到的多。
Or God wants you to be wealthy, and here's the way to be wealthy: you send some money to our TV program.
他好像有的说，神要使你富足，但是首先你必须把钱寄到我们这个节目来，神必使你们富足。
And I must tell you, brothers and sisters, nothing can be further from the truth.
但是弟兄姐妹，我可以告诉你，这一定是个真理。
And God does not ask us to give in order to get.
因为神不要我们给他，然后我们才能得到什么。
The Apostle Paul looks at a crucified Savior.
因为使徒保罗在看一个为我们挂在十字架上的救赎者。
He looks at a Savior who came to a Virgin Mary and was born on this earth.
他看到这个救世主。他从童女玛利亚所生来到这个世界。
And he gives us as our example one who left heaven that we who are poor might be rich.
他给我们一个真理，看到当这个这样富足的神降到地下成为贫穷，而使我们能够得到富足。
The drive for giving is not to get, but the drive and the pattern for giving is Jesus Christ who gave everything.
因为我们奉献并不是我们要得到什么，我们奉献乃是因为我们。得到神给我们这么样的多。
This morning we want to look at a couple of the real big questions on how to give, who to give, when to give, why to give. All of these things need to be answered as we consider ourselves as a New Testament church.
今天早上我们要来一起分享来看，是我们要奉献给谁？我们要是谁得到我们的奉献？是神为什么我们要奉献神？
And we, from this pulpit, as a pastor, should not be ashamed to talk about giving. Giving in the church is not begging for money.
Because I think we in the church should not be ashamed to talk about giving. Because
giving is not asking money. Giving for the church is not asking you to vote as a vote of approval for the program.
Because giving is not saying today you get a election right, you can decide how the church should operate.
Giving in the New Testament church is not for you to exercise power or influence in the program.
在新约的教会里面，我们给了一个我们金钱的奉献，不能成为我们主控教会的所有的权利。
But as the New Testament teaches giving, it is something for each of us to do, rich or poor.
因为在新约教会里面，奉献是不论穷富都应该奉献的。
Students or workers.
所以做事的或者是学生
，unemployed, employed
是有工作的或没工作的
，children or adults
小孩子或是大人
，men or women
男人或女人
，God is calling all of us as believers to be involved in the worship of giving.
因为神是要叫所有信他的都能够在这个侍奉上敬拜。
Now, if you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 16.
如果你们可以看到哥林多前书
Paul is not ashamed to talk about this.
保罗并没有一点不讲。
He says, Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I directed the churches of Galatia to do so, you also, on the first day of every week, let each one of you put aside and save.As he may prosper, so that no collections may be made when I come. And when I arrive, whomever you may approve shall send them with letters to carry your gift to Jerusalem.
哥林多前书十六章第一节到第三节说，论到为圣徒捐钱，我从前怎样吩咐加拉太的众教会， 你们也当怎样行。每逢七日的第一日，个人要照自己的镜像抽出来留着，免得我来的时候献凑。即使我来到了，你们写信举荐谁，我就打发他们把你们的捐资送到耶路撒冷去。
Paul gives two principles here. Weekly giving should be set up as a pattern for the New Testament church.
所以保罗在这里定了一个规矩，他说每个礼拜的怎么样的奉献。
And the first day of the week is the time for the believers to give.
就是每逢七日的第一日是我们信徒该奉献的时候。
Paul does not want to come to the church and have a special offering. He doesn't want to travel into Corinth and tell them of a special need so they take a special offering.
因为保罗并不希望能够到哥伦多教会的时候，他是特别一个奉献箱或特别的一个奉献。
The second principle is not only is it weekly, when that's when we give the first day of the week. The second principle is every believer gives.
所以他在这边立下第二个定律，就是说不是不光是每逢七日的第一日，他还说每一个人要照自己来奉献。
I have oftentimes, as a pastor, said as the offering plate is passed.
我常常看我当我做牧师的时候，我常常看那个奉献的盘子。
We encourage believers to give.
我们鼓励信徒奉献。
And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, we ask you not to give.
同时我们也说，若你还不承认主耶稣是你的救主，请你不要奉献。
But rather to receive the gift of Jesus Christ as your Savior.
不光是说你可以接受主耶稣成为你的救主。
All right, now let's turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
让我们翻到哥林多后书第八章。
And we see that not only when we should give the first day of the week, but to whom? Whom are we to give our money to?
不但我们看到说我们七日的第一日要奉献，我们要看看我们奉献的对象是谁。
And whom are we to give our time to?
同样我们可以看到我们奉献我们时间给谁。
And whom are we to give our talent to?
同样我们来看我们如何把我们的才干奉献给谁。
Because I believe in this passage we're talking about time, treasure, and talent.
因为我相信在这段经文里面我们讲到时间，讲到我们的宝藏，讲到我们才干。
I'm going to read and we're going to focus on verse 5.
我要来练一下，我们就念第五节。
In verse 1 of 2 Corinthians chapter 8, Now we wish to make known to you the grace of God which has been given to the churches of Macedonia, that in a great ordeal of affliction, their abundance of joy and their deep poverty overflowed in the wealth of their liberality.For I testify, verse 3, according to their ability, and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord, begging us with much entreaty for the favor of the participation in the support of the saints. And here's our verse. And this not only as we had expected, but they first gave themselves to the Lord, and then to us by the will of God.
我念第八章哥林多后书第八章第一节到第五节，最重要的是第五节。弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，能有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且也过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助。再三地求我们准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份，并且他们所做的不但照我们所想望的，更照神的旨意，先把自己献给主，又归附了我们。
A couple of things we need to understand historically.
在这里我们需要在历史上我们知道了解一些事。
Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, which is a relatively wealthy church. Let's say similar to churches in North Jersey.
保罗先写信给哥罗多的教会，那个教会是蛮富有的，就好像今天在 New Jersey 这边的教会一样。
He's using as an example for these wealthy churches, poor churches in Macedonia or Greece.
他用这个有钱的教会，然后也用那个贫穷的马其顿的教会来做个例子。
It would be like me using for you all the example of, let's say, churches in Uganda or churches in Kenya.
就好像我用你们这个教会来做个例子，来比较乌干达的教会或加纳的教会。
And Paul is trying to encourage the wealthy church by the example of the poor church.
保罗要用一个贫穷的教会的例子来鼓励这个有钱的教会。
And Paul says this, when I came to the church at Macedonia,
他说我从马其顿教会来,
they met me at the door and they said, when are we going to take up the offering?
他在门口碰到我说, 我们什么时候要收取这个奉献?
He said, when do we have the opportunity to give?
我们什么时候有这个机会可以帮助人?
And a lot of us, when we sing, I like to say, can we sing that song again?
所以很多人像唱歌的时候，我可以再唱那首歌。
Can we celebrate the Lord's Supper again?
可不可以我们一起再来领受主的圣餐?
But these people were coming up the apostle and say, when can we give? When will you take up the offering? Could you take up another offering, please?
但是马其顿教会的弟兄姐妹却来到保罗面前说，我们什么时候可以再奉献，再一次再来奉献？
And they gave, not like the people that I visited a couple of weeks ago in the United Arab Emirates. They gave not because they were rich, they gave because they were, can I use the word, dirt poor.
我过去访问了一个教会，那个教会并不是有钱，它反而是蛮贫穷的。
And they used this affliction and poverty as a sense in which to drive them to give.
但是因着这个贫穷，所以他们觉得到他们一定需要来奉献来给。The
story is told of a man who was traveling to Asia to view ministries in Asia.
有一个故事讲到说，有一个人要到亚洲去，要看那边的情形。
And in some of the places that he went, he saw some extreme poverty. This was right after World War II.
在第二次世界大战以后，他看到那边地方是极度的贫穷。
And he saw a man and a boy, and the boy was pulling the plow, and the man was guiding a very rudimentary or basic plow.
在那边他看到一个连长，一个男人跟一个小孩子，那小孩子就拖着那个犁牛的那个犁田的那个犁子，然后那个人在后面指引。And
the boy was strapped to the plow, and the man was guiding the boy as they plowed up their little farm.
这个小孩子当他背着那个犁田的耙子的时候，那个男人在那边指引他。And
this American lawyer, he got out of his car and he snapped the picture. And he was amazed at what he saw.
当这个美国的律师他看到这个情形的时候，他跳下来，他就照了一个相，他觉得非常惊奇，看到这样的景象。And
he asked the missionary, "What is that all about?"
他就问这个宣教者说，这是怎么回事？
He said, "They are members of my church."
然后那个宣教牧师说，这是我教会的弟兄。
And last week they took up an offering and they gave their only ox. For the church.
因为上个礼拜当他奉献的时候，他把他唯一的牛奉献了。
And now they're having to plow their field with the boy pulling the plow.
所以今天他们在耕田的时候，他只能用他的儿子来耕田。
And the American lawyer said, well, they must feel very, very bad about that.
所以这个美国律师说，他们一定心里有点难过，有点后悔。
And the missionary said, no, they're very happy. They are happy that they had an ox to give to the church.
但是这个宣教士说，不，他相反的，他们非常高兴，他们还有一头牛可以奉献给神。How
many of us in our mind have said, I will really start giving when I get my raise. I will really start giving when I get my job.
有多少人在我们中间能想到说，当我有一天我加薪了，我就来奉献，或者我有工作了，我就来奉献。
I will really start giving when I get out of school.
我也有人说我当我一毕业，我就可以开始奉献。
Do you realize how much money that we have just sloshing around in our wallets?
但是你们有没有想到，其实我们在我们的皮夹子里面还是有很多钱。
Now I don't want to keep Karen from working at Starbucks, but it is one of the favorite places that we go in our country here.
我不是特别要指说 Karen 现在 Starbucks 做事，可是这实在是一个大家都喜欢去的地方。
And you think of how many times we go and we buy a $4, I don't know what they're called, but a cup of coffee, and you imagine that sometimes there are people in the world that don't even make $4 a week, and I had a $4 cup of coffee.
你知道有多少人到 Starbucks 去买咖啡的时候，那咖啡4块钱一杯。 你也想到这4块钱在世界上有很多地方，他们一个礼拜都赚不到这4块钱。
So the apostle is saying, I want you to give not when you get rich, but I want you to give now, even in your poverty.
所以保罗在这里讲说，我不是要等你富足的时候才给，乃是在你贫穷的时候，你就要奉献。
When a believer gives, he's first given himself to the Lord, and once he's given himself to the Lord, then everything else that he has, God owns.
当一个信徒他给奉献的时候，他乃是先把自己奉下。当你自己把自己奉献的时候，所有的东西都是神的了。Verse
5, he says they gave themselves to the Lord and then to us. What are your commitments this morning?
所以在第八章第五节讲说，先把自己献给主，又归附了我们。你们今天早上你们对神的是什么样的心态？
Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6 that you cannot serve God and mammon.
因为在马太第六章的时候讲到说，你不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
I cannot worship my paycheck, I cannot worship my IRA, I cannot worship my retirement account and God.
但是我不能这是好像完全就执着在我的薪水上，我的退休基金上，不是在神身上。
The writer to Proverbs also says in Proverbs chapter 19, he says, he who gives to the poor gives to God.
在箴言19章17节讲说，怜悯贫穷的就是借给耶和华。
Okay, the first question we ask is, when do we give? First day of the week.
所以我们第一个问题说，什么时候我们应该给？那答案就是说，七日的第一日。The
second question is, to whom do we give? And that's, we give to God.
所以第二个问题说，我们要给谁？
And we give to, I'm sorry, excuse me. And we give to God through the church.
然后我们借着教会我们奉献给神。
We give to God through missions.
我们借着一些宣教机构我们来奉献。
We give to God when we give to the poor.
当我们周济穷人的时候，我们就是奉献给神。
And we give to God because we have given our lives to God. My offering is a reflection of my dedication to God.
所以当我们给的时候，我们是把自己献上，我们把自己献给神。Now
the second thing we want to look at is who should be giving. And I want you to look at verse 14 of 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
我们来看第八章14节说我们应该给谁。
And this is a fantastic principle that the apostles teaching the believers.
这是一个非常好的原则，在保罗教导的时候，八章十四节。
Let's start at verse 12.
哦，十二节开始。
For if the readiness is present, it is acceptable according to what a man has, not according to what he doesn't have.
八章十二节说，因为人若有愿做的心，必蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所无的。
God is asking me to be involved in giving of my life, my treasure, my talent now.
因为神要我们现在就把自己献上，把我们的才干、把我们的才能、把我们的时间献上。
Not do I start giving when I get a job.
并不是要我们等有一天我们拿有工作的时候再奉献。
I don't start giving when the kids are out of college.
不能说我等我的孩子大学毕业了我才开始奉献。
When I paid off my student loans.
或者当我把我的学生贷款付清了以后。
But I start giving according to what I have.
因为我要照着今天我所有的来奉献。
And for this is not for the ease of others and for your affliction, but for by way of equality. Everybody is involved in the giving process.
因为这才是平均平的，是照着这样，每一个人都可以有得有给。
And look at what he says in verse 14. At this present time, your abundance being a supply for their want, that their abundance may become a supply for your want.
所以第八章十四节说，乃要均平，就是要你们的富余，现在可以补他们的不足， 使他们的富余将来也可以补你们的不足。
I call this a divine exchange.
所以我说这是一个圣洁的交换。
When I was with World Vision, we would take pastors and we would take wealthy men and women. We would take them over to Africa.
当我在世界宣教组织里面的时候，我们有牧师，我们也有很有钱的金融界的人士，我们把他们送到非洲去。
In fact, took some a whole group of people from Joy Christian Fellowship, a Korean church just down the road here.
我们最近也送了一批从那个韩国教会送他们过去。
Now this is funny. I'll tell you this little story.
我觉得很好，让我告诉你一个好玩的故事。
Now I don't think Koreans. I don't think I look like a Korean. Do you?
我觉得我看起来好像不像韩国人。
So we asked the Africans. I say, can you tell the difference between me and the Koreans?
所以我问那些非洲人，我说你可不可以看出我们有什么不同？我这个白人跟韩国人。
And they looked and they looked and they looked. He says, can't see any difference at all.
他们看了很久，说他们实在找不出有不同的地方。
But I saw people who had wealth or had access to tremendous wealth.
我真的是在这里看到有那样这么有钱的人，他们有很多的财富。
And I saw them in the presence of child-headed households.
但是
a household where teenagers in charge.
这另外一个组织是好像都是年轻人在那边组织的。
Yeah, that's good. Terry is great. But this is where both parents had died and the teenager is in charge of brothers and sisters.
所以这个家庭里面是父母都死了，然后他的大哥哥大姐姐来组织来照管这个家。
It's very common in Africa.
这在非洲是非常普遍的情形。
Because of the AIDS crisis.
因为他们有艾滋病的那个危机。
And I saw sometimes that we took just from our pockets that we had extra money that we were going to use as tourists.
因为有些时候我们好像觉得我们有剩下一点钱，我们也许就是好像观光客一样去看看。
And we took out $20, $30, $40 and we bought rice for several families.
但是我们拿出二三十块钱的时候，我们就可以为几个家庭买一些米粮。
And I saw the tears come down the eyes of the recipients as they received those bags of rice, that food.
但是我们看到这些接受的人，他们流下了泪水，因为他们接受这些食物的时候。
And we who are rich in material blessings.
但是我们是这样的富足的，在物质上这样的富足。
We're enriched by those who are rich with spiritual blessings.
但是我们却因着他们在灵里面的富足，我们得到祝福。
And a divine exchange occurred.
所以这个时候，这神这公平的这种交换就发生了。
We gave them some of this stuff.
我们给他一些物质。
And we received some of their spiritual blessings.
但是我们却从他们得到属灵的祝福。
And that's what Paul says. We should give every one of us.
所以保罗在这里说，我们每一个人都应该奉献。
So there's a sense of equality within the body of Christ.
所以在主耶稣身体里面，我们就可以均平。
So that when we have plenty, we give to those that are in need.
当我们有很多的时候，我们可以给那些有需要的。
And those who are rich in faith, give to us.
对，因此在信心里面富足的，却能够帮助我们在我们建造我们的信心。
Well, the next question we need to ask is not only when do we give on the first day of the week.
我们这下面一个问题是说，不但我们知道我们什么时候该给，我们七日的第一日要给。
To whom do we give? We give to God.
我们知道我们给谁，我们是给神。
And who should give? Every believer.
所以谁应该给呢？就是每一个信徒。
And why should we give? Why are we involved in giving?
那现在我们来看说，为什么我们要给？我们为什么要在奉献上有份？
Now in the Old Testament, we're not going to look at these passages. In the Old Testament, we are commanded to give a tithe.
所以在旧约的时候，我们不去念那些旧约经节，但是我们讲到旧约的时候，这是一个我们神命令我们一定要给奉献。
Now the tithe is generally considered to be 10%.
在我们 旧约里面讲到我们要做十一的奉献。
Now you can always tell when you're dealing with a legalist.
所以你就可以看到是在律法的限制下。
And the legalist will come to you and he's very thoughtful and he says, Pastor, is the tithe on your gross or your net?
所以在很多在人在这个律法里面思想里面就有些人会来跟牧师说我这十一奉献应该是税前呢还是税后
And I like to surprise them a little bit.
所以我常常就把他们吓一跳。
I said, do you want to be a tither? Oh, yes, I think that's a good pattern.
他说我问他说你愿不愿意做一个十一奉献者呢
And I said, well, there are three tithes in the Old Testament.
他说我就跟他们讲说这在圣经里面有讲了三个方面三个不同的十一奉献。
You can almost watch him go like this. He says there are two yearly tithes, so you're up to 20%, and then there's another tithe that occurs every third year, so it's basically around 25%.
他说在圣经中讲有两个地方讲说每一年你两个地方都讲到你要十一奉献另外一个地方讲到每三年你要十一奉献所以平均起来你一年要25% 的奉献
So he'll say, well, what's the New Testament pattern then?
所以他赶快就问那新约的形态是什么
I say, God wants it all
我跟他们讲说神要你的全部
I think I told you this story one time but maybe I forget if I have, let me tell it to you again
我想我也许跟你们讲过这个故事如果没有的话你们就再听一遍
Did you hear the story of the $100 bill and the $20 bill and the $1 bill that ended up in the wallet together?
你们有没有听过说100块20块跟1块都在这个皮夹子里面
I don't have a $100 bill but they were talking in the wallet
所以他们这 三张钱就在里面讲话
And they said to each other, well, how's it going?
所以他们彼此问候说怎么样啊
And the $100 bill said, oh, it's fantastic. Last week I was in London and was in Paris. And last night I had dinner in New York. It was great.
所以这100块就说哦这日子过得好得很上礼拜我在伦敦又到了 哪里然后昨天晚上我在纽约吃饭。
And the $20 bill said, well, how's it going with you? Or they said to the 20, how's it going with you?
所以他们就问那个20块的那你呢
Oh, and they said, oh, it's fine. He said, I've been to a nice restaurant. I was at Starbucks and then went to Barnes & Noble. He said, it's been pretty good.
这是二十块说也不错。我昨天去 Starbucks 咖啡店又到了书店去 Barnes & Noble 书店。
And it came to the $1 bill. And how's it with you?
结果那一块钱他们就问一块钱了。
And he said, oh, it's the same old thing. Church, church, church.
他说我的日子就很单调就是奉献给教会了
somehow we are that way we can justify the expenses for a new computer but somehow we can't justify adding another zero to our gift to the Lord
所以很奇怪我们常常我们想要买个电脑的时候我们就怎么样都可以买成可是到奉献的时候我们就好像很难
and definitely can justify getting a new car
所以当你买新车的时候你绝对没有问题
But having difficulty deciding to increase our giving to the Lord's work
但是向神奉献的时候我们却很难把我们的奉献提高
And I speak to myself
我自己讲
And sometimes I have to ask myself the question Does my giving equal my cable bill my electric bill or my car payment?
我常常就问我自己我的奉献是不是跟我的电费跟我的电脑cable 还有跟我的车的付款一样呢
So the first thing we know is that from a new Old Testament pattern and a New Testament pattern giving is an obligation In the Old Testament it's because of the tithe tax Let's call it a tithe tax in the Old Testament
所以我们在想说我们为什么要给我们实在是看到新约旧约都是一样只是在旧约里面是讲说我们要一个好像收一个税就是十一奉献的税一样
But in the New Testament it's the idea of just think of all the things that God has given to me I want to give back to him
在新约里面我们应该想到神给我们这么样多我们真是愿意把我们所有奉上
Just I'm amazed at the righteousness that has been put in my account because of Jesus. I want to give back to him.
因为我真的是非常稀奇，神把那公义给了我，所以我要把我所有的一切奉献给他。
I am thankful for the presence of the Holy Spirit. I want to give back to God who has given me the gift of the Holy Spirit. I want to give gifts back to him.
因为圣灵是住在我心里面，所以我要把一切奉献给神，让圣灵来，这个是完我神的恩典。
I look at the body of Christ, I look at you all, and as the friends and the community that you have here, this church, which has blessed me, you look around and say, thank you God for this body. I want to give back to you because you have given me each other.
当我看到教会里面的大弟兄姐妹的时候，我真的为这个感谢神，因此我要把所有的奉献给神。
We give because it's a privilege. We follow the pattern of Jesus. Will you please look at verse 9?
因为我们能够奉献乃是一个特权，是一个神给我们一个很好的榜样。
Look at verse 9 of chapter 8.
第八章第九节。
For we know the grace or the gift. There's the word. We know the grace gift of our Lord Jesus Christ. That though he was rich.Yet for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich.
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
A couple of weeks ago with the young adults, we discussed that great kenosis passage in Philippians chapter 2.
我们上个礼拜在我们的聚会里面，年轻人聚会里面，我们讲到
It's the emptying passage. And Paul said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus.
那这在里面这个圣经里面讲说让我们的心像你。
He did not grasp, he did not hold on to the things that were his.
他并没有把这个事说是他的。
But willingly emptied himself.
愿意把自己倒空。
Taking the form of a bondservant, becoming a man.
他愿意成为奴仆的样式
and suffering death, even the death on the cross.
然后他愿意为我们死，不但死，而且死在十字架上
And when the offering plate is passed, and when the opportunity to give is ours, we ought to think of Jesus as our model.
所以当我们在奉献的时候，当奉献的盘子传过的时候，我们实在要想到主耶稣自己是我们一个榜样。
Do you realize that it's more blessed to give a gift than to receive a gift?
你们有没有想过，实在是一个施比受更为有福？
This is kind of the lost beatitude is found in Acts chapter 20, verse 35. But Paul says it is more blessed to give than to receive.
这好像在登山宝训一样，在使徒行传里面讲到说，实在是施比受更为有福。
Now I'm learning a few things about Chinese New Year's and the gifts that are given then, and I think there's a gift at the red tea. Is that right?
Red envelope.
The whatever. Money that is given. I like this.
我就想到在中国人过年的时候，我们都有发红包。
And it's kind of fun to be in those situations where you receive gifts from grandparents or you receive gifts as wedding presents. And that's really a good feeling.
所以常常真的是我觉得很享受啊，能从祖父母那边拿钱。
But for us, it's more blessed to give than to receive those gifts.
但是更有福的乃是能够给而不是拿。
Just think of how happy you would be that if I came up to you and gave you $1,000 today.
你们可以想象说，今天早上我到你面前，我给你1,000块。
And maybe gave you Jonas $10,000. Think of the bills you'd pay off.
也许给 Jonas 10,000块。
I would be in jail, but I couldn't do that. But you understand? Just think of how wonderful. But Paul says that's not the blessing. The blessing is not in the receiving. The blessing is in the giving.
但是保罗在这里说，受到祝福的不是那给的，乃是不是那受的，乃是给的。
My brother who played the piano today, he gave us a gift.
今天我们服侍钢琴的弟兄，他把他的才能奉献出来。
And I received his gift. I was blessed by your ministry in the piano.
所以我们在那里享受你所奉献的。
But as the giver of that gift, he is far more blessed than I was as the recipient of that gift.
但是呢，给的却是比我得到更多的祝福。
I believe Terry has given you the gift of translation.
我相信 Terry 在那边
And you are being blessed by her translation.
And
a couple of days from now, she will be more blessed because she has given you her gift. You think, right? It is more blessed to give than to receive the gift. So why do we give? It's an obligation. Why do we give? It's a privilege to give. And that's why the churches in Macedonia begged for the offering plate to be passed.
所以给并不是一个义务，乃是一个权利。所以也就是马其顿教会他们要求他们能够在捐奉的事情上有份。
Now what I want you to do sometime, I want you to make sure there's a medical doctor present. And I want you to greet Pastor King at the door and say, when are we going to take up the offering? Can we do it two or three times this service? You do that to any pastor, they'll say, what are you talking about? But that's what the Bible teaches. It's a privilege to be involved in giving.
如果你跟牧师讲，他们一定不晓得你在讲些什么。但是这是神跟我们讲的，我们奉献乃是我们的一个义务，一个特权。
Now I want to say this in closing, just for a moment. I'm not here as a pastor teacher to ask you to give for a project.
在我结束之前，我要在这边特别向大家提醒，我今天并不是一个用这样的身份来讲，或者牧师或者是带领的。
I'm not here, and I want you to understand this clearly, to ask you to meet a shortfall in the budget.
但是我今天也不是来这里说，因为我们今天钱不够了。
I'm here to explain to you these great passages in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 to talk to you about the privilege, the obligation, the joy of giving.
今天我来这边向你们分享，来是讲到使徒在这边讲的我们奉献我们的权利、我们的权柄，然后我们的享受的喜乐。
There's another aspect of giving, if you don't mind, just quickly turning to Luke chapter 16.
如果我们再快点来看路加福音16章。
And this is a very difficult passage, I think.
这是一个比较特别的一节，一段。
The rich man has this steward, and he's going to fire this steward for malpractice.
因为这个主人他有一个管家，他现在觉得这个管家不行，他要把他开除了。
And this accountant, this steward, works in accounts receivable.
因为这个管家好像是在那个收钱的那个管家。And
before he's fired, before his last day, he tells every one of the people that owned his boss money, take what you have and cut the bill in half.
因为这个主人要把这个管家开除了，所以他就想想要怎么来做，他就把所有欠主人债的人都叫来，叫他们把他们所欠的就是减半。It's
a very confusing parable.
这个例子是非常让人家混淆的。But
verse 10 is the key that I want to talk to you about.
但是前面十节是我要讲的一个主题。Jesus
says, he who is faithful in a very little thing also is faithful in much. Luke 16:10.
在路加福音16章第10节说，人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心。
If I am faithful at the level of income that I make and the level of time that I have and the gifts that I have, then I will be faithful in larger portions of time, treasure, and talent.
如果今天我在我所有的时间、才能跟财务上，我能够忠心，将来我也会在那个更多的财务、更多的时间、更多的才能上忠心。
You get it?
你们能了解吗?
If I can be trusted with the salary, the income, the allowance that I'm given now, then God will entrust me with more later.
如果今天我在我就是这一点点的金钱上，或者薪水上，或者是有些什么零用钱上，我能够很智慧的、忠心的处理这些钱，神将来会给我更多的。
Now I want to close here in just a minute.
我现在要来结束。
I want you to think also of Matthew chapter 6 verses 19 and 20.
我们再来看马太。
Matthew chapter 6 verses 19 and 20.
第六章。19节跟20节。
And I want to ask you this question in closing: Where is your treasure?
在我念的时候，我要问问大家，你们的财宝在哪里
？Well, it's on an account at Merrill Lynch. That's where my treasure is.
如果我们想我们的财宝就是在 Merrill Lynch 那个户头里面。
My treasure is in my retirement account with my company.
如果我的财宝是放在我公司的退休户头里面
，My treasure is in my new Lexus that I just bought。
或者我的财宝是在我的新车上
，The treasure is in my house which I just paid off。
或者是说这个财宝是我刚刚把我的贷款付清的那个房子上。
Jesus says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal."
但是在这边讲说，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Somebody can steal your Lexus while you're in church.
有些很可能你的新车 Lexus 就被人家偷走了。
And a bad manager can run away with your retirement account at Merrill Lynch.
所以在 Merrill Lynch， 如果说有一个坏的经理，他可以把你的存款全部都卷走。
Everything that we see, I can honestly tell you that in 100 years from now, it won't be here.
所以你今天所有眼睛可以看到的，百年以后所有都不在了。
But I can tell you what will be here in 100 years from now.
但是我可以告诉你，百年以后有些什么东西在这里。
God's word.
神的话。
And God's people.
然后神的百姓。
And I think you ought to invest in getting God's word into God's people around the world because that will be here 100 years from now.
所以我们今天如果把神的话在世界上所神的人神的百姓中间普遍传出福音来，这百年以后这个东西还在。
This is the treasure in heaven. What we're doing here.
这是我们天上的宝藏。
Those of you that give through teaching.
所以像有些人借着教导来给。
And you see little kids come to know Jesus Christ.
所以你可以看到这些小孩子来到主耶稣面前。
100 years from now, you'll meet your treasure in heaven.
所以百年以后你在天上会看到你当初在地上所做的。
For those of you that feel you've got to work 7 days a week, 15 hours a day.
如果你们中间有些人做了7天，每天做15个钟头。
I guarantee you, 100 years from now, no one will know or care about your treasure.
我相信百年以后，没有一个人会觉得那是你的那知道或者晓得你的财宝。
I speak to myself as I look at these passages.
当我看这些经节的时候，我真的是自己在这边讲。
Because Paul tells us in Romans chapter 12, he said, "The world, David, the world wants to press you into its mold."
因为我看到这边是讲保罗好像对我说，这世界要把你砸掉。
I will just close with this one story, if you don't mind.
我最后要给你们用一个故事来结束。
I told the young people, and they prayed for me and sort of kept up with me. But I was in Abu Dhabi and Dubai about 3 weeks ago.
我请我们年轻人为我祷告，因为我前三个礼拜以前我在杜拜。
I stayed with an Arab family.
我在那边跟阿拉伯的家庭在一起。
They were Muslims.
他们是回教徒。
They were very wealthy.
他们非常有钱。
They had 6 cars in their driveway.
他们在他们的车道上，他有6部车。
One BMW.
一个是 BMW.
2 Mercedes.
两部宾士。
One Land Rover.
一部是 Land Rover.
Right. One Toyota.
有一部是 Toyota.
And you know what? I looked at those things with my 5-year-old Volvo.
当我看我五年新的Volvo 的时候
，And I say, you know what? I need a BMW.
所以我看着，我觉得，哎呀，我实在需要一部 BMW.
I want a treasure on earth.
我实在在地上，我需要一个宝贝。
But you know, as good as this family was,
但是就像这个家庭这么有钱的家庭
，And as much as they loved me. They needed Jesus. They didn't need a 12-cylinder BMW.
所以他们实在是需要的是一个福音的，不是那个12个引擎的BMW.
And where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. And if somehow that new car going by and your heart just says, wow, look at that. That new dress goes by and you say, wow. Look at that. That new house and your heart goes, wow.
当你积攒财宝在天上的时候，虽然这些东西从你旁边过去，
God says no.
但是神会说, no. 这都不是你的,
did your heart go, wow, when you saw the opportunity to give?
但是当你看那些物质的东西，你会很羡慕。 可是当你看到神要给你这个机会给的时候， 你是不是这样子的希望，期望要给呢？
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, we come to you and we're thankful for the privilege to listen to the Word of God. Father, as we listen, we ask that the Holy Spirit would convict each of us. Preacher, translator, young people, elderly. Convict us all that we have been trapped into a worldly materialistic system. Father, help us to make regular the giving to you. May we enjoy the process because the Lord loves a cheerful giver. I thank you, Father, for a church that desires to be a New Testament church.
主耶稣，我谢谢你给这个教会是成为一个新约的教会。
I thank you for pastor and leaders that, Father, want to seek after the Word.
也为教会的长职来感谢，因为他们是要寻找你的心意。
And bless us, Father, and now as we come to the Lord's table and we're reminded that Jesus gave it all.
等一下我们要来到饼杯面前，真的提醒我们想到主耶稣你自己。
That we can have fellowship with you because of his attitude.
因为主耶稣牺牲自己，所以我们今天能够来到他的饼杯面前享受。
We pray in the name of Jesus, amen.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Thank you very much.